Southwest Florida continues to bear the brunt of the damage from Hurricane Ian. The area near Fort Myers was especially hard hit. And officials say it could take days or longer to get a real understanding of the extent of the damage. But it is clear that the devastation is far-reaching, something that is easier to understand from the air. And that is exactly where reporter Eileen Kelly from member station WGCU is right now, in a helicopter over Southwest Florida. Hello up there.
Hello, Elsa.
So, Eileen, can you just first describe for us, what are you seeing right now?
I am seeing absolute devastation, particularly Fort Myers Beach. It really does look like a bomb exploded. It's unbelievable. I've covered a lot of hurricanes, and this one is really hitting home because I lived here for 10 years. Yeah, Fort Myers Beach, the wonderful place that you drive over the bridge and see all these great honky-tonk stores, and they're all gone. Everything that made Fort Myers Beach such a special little, quirky little barrier island is gone. The homes that have tin roofs seem to have done their jobs, homes that were newer built, but the old character of Fort Myers Beach, you know, it's wiped away. What's absolutely terrifying is the color of the water. It's black.
It's black.
You can see it off in the distance where it's green, where the color that it should be. And this is, it's clear that it's polluted with gasoline,
yeah,
you know, and oil from the boats. The boats are just stacked up on top of each other, almost like throw dice on a table. They're on land. They're upside down. I'm really kind of taken back by how it really does look like houses exploded.
It must be heartbreaking to see all this, knowing what it used to look like.
It's incredibly heartbreaking because Southwest Florida is truly a gem. I mean, it was filled with so much wildlife. I don't know if there's even a bird that's going to be alive here. I've been talking to people and they're saying that they're gone, that there's you don't even hear a bird chirping anymore. You know, half of Sanibel was a wildlife refuge, the largest one, Jay and Ding Darling. And it was wonderful because they couldn't develop. And, you know, Sanibel is only a 16-square-mile island, but the people were pioneers that were here. And the people that are here now are going to have to be because the causeway's gone. You know, the causeway was built in 1963, and before that, the old pioneers would have to take a ferry back and forth to the island.
What an eerie image, a return to the days of being a pioneer again because the causeway is gone. Let me ask you, Eileen, you as a reporter, you've been hearing from officials talk about the damage, the extent of it, but now, because you're up in the sky, you're seeing the expanse yourself. Can you just give us a sense of the scale of the damage from your perspective
now? I would venture that half of Fort Myers Beach is gone, at least. At least half. The newer buildings, the high rises, they're still standing. Not all of them have roofs, though. But all of the small cottages that really made this just like a, it's almost this. Fort Myers Beach isn't just for wealthy people. You know, it was everybody's beach. Old salty shrimpers, and you know, it was just so remarkable. Like everyone came here to play and could afford it. And those homes are all gone. It looks like matchsticks down there. I just had a family reunion on the beach in July, and it's really hard to see. Sanibel fared much better than Fort Myers Beach, and perhaps that's because there's newer buildings. You know, in the decade that I lived on Sanibel in the 90s, there still were a lot of first-floor cottages, but, you know, they're pretty strict on their guidelines for building. But I couldn't stop crying as we headed over Sanibel.
I'm so sorry. That is reporter Eileen Kelly from member station WGCU in a helicopter above Southwest Florida. Thank you so much, Eileen, for joining us from the sky today.
Oh, no, thank you for this opportunity.